Giles Beckford's here with the business news.
Thank you, Susie Atamari. In the business news this morning, Sky City rolls the dice with new leadership. NZME heralds a new future for its newspapers. And we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Sky City's new chief executive says rethinking the structure of the business is among his top priorities. The casino and entertainment company's former chief executive, Graeme Stevens, is retiring at the end of the month after about 3.5 years in the job. In addition to his sudden departure, the chief financial officer and chief marketing officer have also resigned. They're leaving early next year. And the company's chief operating officer, Michael Ahern, who's overseen main operations since 2017 and helped to launch the company's online casino, is the new chief executive. He says his focus is on staff and customers.
The people of our organization are really important. So, I would say from a customer point of view, customer-led, and also dealing with our team and our people, really important for me. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of months. I'm going to take some time looking at our structure. You know, there's been some resignations here and replacing myself. So I'm going to take a little bit of time over the next month or so to just work out what's the right structure for the business as we look forward as well. So you'll hear about that in due course.
Sky City's new chief executive, Michael Ahern, and more on this story later in Morning Report. Media company NZME says sees a long-term future for its print publishing business, even though most of the growth is slated to come from digital and radio. The company plans to become a national brand over the next 3 years, with a rebranding of its key regional publications in support of the New Zealand Herald brand. NZME's chief executive, Michael Boggs, says it'll also sell its e-commerce platform, GrabOne, and focus instead on building on the success of its OneRoof property advertising business.
The strategic priorities, which, as you know, are around being New Zealand's leading audio company, about transitioning the New Zealand Herald to being New Zealand's Herald, and OneRoof actually becoming your complete property destination. Across each of those, print remains an absolute fundamental base. And those two of those key businesses, obviously not in radio or audio, but there is a digital movement and transformation happening across those, and we're really pleased to be at the forefront of it.
That's NZME's chief executive, Michael Boggs. He also says the company will continue to expand its broadcasting services with an ongoing partnership with TVNZ, in addition to a new partnership with Māori TV. Well, staffing constraints and delays in global supply chains could drive up prices in the services sector. The BNZ NZ Performance of Services Index rose slightly in September, but it's still running below its historical average, although it was in expansion territory. The employment index was up by a point, but still in contraction. That's below the 50 level, with no jobs added to the sector for the 8th consecutive month. In contrast, new orders in business are at the highest level since June. Well, BNZ senior economist Doug Steele says despite the expansion, firms are struggling to get the supplies and the staff they need to meet the demand for services.
Our supplier deliveries indicator is at 44.2, so being below 50, it suggests that there are significant issues out there. It's well below average, and just anecdotally talking to businesses, you hear many stories around difficulty in finding parts or inputs into the production process. The question that's going to limit activity if those parts can't be found or are delayed for whatever reason. It raises the question of whether inflation becomes more of an issue at lower levels of activity than some people might be thinking.
Doug Steele, senior economist at BNZ. Let's have a quick sprint along Wall Street, where it's strong just off its highs, but reports of a second COVID-19 vaccine boosting sentiment. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 1.3%. The Nasdaq is up about 0.4%. And the S&P 500 is up around 0.8%. Our own top 50 index had a strong start. It did close down, ease up a bit, finishing 45 points higher, 12,745. It's been on the rise for 10 days in a row and set record highs for 6 of those sessions. Kiwi dollar trading strongly at 68.9 US, 94.2 Australian, 52.2 British pence, 0.582 euro, 72 Japanese yen, and 4.5 yuan. Brent crude oil up more than a dollar, $43.90 US a barrel, and gold up $4, $1,892 US dollars an ounce.